One of the things he revealed was being disappointed. That we've had a lot of people come before, mainly for guest speakers, and then we're thinking they're coming back and they don't. And how that disappointment I had in my heart, even when the place was full. And so God's been dealing with me and telling me, showing me, you know, you've been disappointed because you thought I wasn't faithful. Some of you have been disappointed because you thought God wasn't faithful, or you couldn't figure out where you missed it or what happened. And so God's got to deal with that. I just had this dream, so I don't have all this worked out yet. And then the other thing God showed so clearly in that dream, you still don't trust that I'm going to pay all the bills. You still have this fear deep down that somehow I'm going to disappoint you in this. And the Lord's just showing me with even that where I opened up to stuff to be disappointed. So you need to know God's never failed you. So you need to find out what you've opened up to that could open you up to be disappointed and cause you not to trust God. And I've got to study some of this out, but you know, we've had a lot of teaching that says you ask specific. You ask specific, believe in specific. And they tell you, ask for this amount of money, ask for that, ask for this and that. And I'm not so sure how biblical that is. Because I think every time that I've been disappointed has been when I thought I heard God say a certain number or a certain amount and it didn't happen. But if it's unbiblical to even pray like that, then there's another spirit who's speaking that to me that'll cause confusion. Whoa. Well, the Bible does say pray and ask and believe you'll receive. So you can also say, oh, God's will, and be a cop-out that you don't have enough faith to know what you're asking for. You know, there's a combination with some of this. Let's see if I have teaching. How many's heard teaching that says when you pray, be very specific, say the amount you're believing for so that when God does it, you'll know it was him? Okay, can anybody give me a scripture verse for that? Or Christ doing it? Now, if we bought into that because we're just trying to figure out how to make all this work and it doesn't happen, or it does happen sometimes. I know specifically I was talking to Jordan, and the reason I'm telling you this will help you work out your stuff, because everything isn't an altar call. A lot of things you've got to see. You've got to see where you got off track, because I can't, you know, there's a lot of you guys. But the Lord showed me, or I believe in the Lord showed me tonight. What happened tonight before this meeting, the Lord put on my heart. I thought the Lord put on my heart, believe for 72 people tonight. Now, I knew that was more than we normally have. And so now even after I thought that, I thought, you know, is that God? And where did that come from if it's not God? Because if you give voice to the enemy to take the place of God anywhere in your walk, he's going to use that to bring you into unbelief. Do you see what I'm saying? Because there's so many things that God shows me that happen, like this building, getting my permits, you know, getting on the radio station, paying all the bills, you know, people getting healed. There's so many things that God shows me that my belief in him is really strong. I mean, just after I walked in the building yesterday and I said to everybody, we're not spending any more money for a while. We're not hiring anybody else. We're not buying anything. As everything's done, we're going to get where all of this is easily paid for. So today I signed up for radio in Richmond, as well as $700 more a month. So I do what God shows me to do, but you know, it's like schizophrenic, you know, I don't be schizophrenic. Reasoning's like, and then Holy Spirit's like, do this, okay. And I'm like, what am I doing? So I'm asking the Lord, what is it? And this is what you need to do. What is it that has gotten in my mind that causes me to doubt you at all? Because I look at my life and I can't imagine why I doubt God. But then I start looking at it. What are the things, and this is what you do. Where do I feel like God failed me? Because more than likely where you feel like he failed you are areas that's totally unbiblical. The only areas I can think of where I feel like he failed me, areas where I had to then, you know, act like it didn't matter or come up with some spiritual reason why it happened, or you know what I'm saying? All these areas that you struggle with to wonder what was going on. And for me, I really believe these areas were when it had to do with numbers, like my son's number for his blood work. Because I thought, okay, I've got to see a 12. I got to see a 12. I got to declare a 12. I got to believe a 12. I mean, work it up in my mind. It's going to be a 12. It's going to be a 12. That was healthy blood. And we'd go to King's Daughters, and I'd sit there, and I thought, it's going to be a 12. Jesus' name, it's a 12. Thank you, God, it's a 12. Oh, God, make his blood a 12. Everything in here a 12. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Poor kid, you know, he's 12, 12, 12. And then we're all psyched up. It's going to be 12. It's going to be 12. And it comes back worse than before. It's like a 5 or something. And it's like devastating at first. But it's like, okay, Lord, I know I can trust you. I know I can believe you. Do you see what I'm saying? And finally, Lord told me one time, quit looking at the numbers. Quit looking at the numbers. And then things just start turning around. And I think that's the same thing for in here. Quit looking at the numbers. Quit looking at the numbers. I gave you the building. I'm paying the bills. I'm doing everything I've promised you. Why are you focused on numbers? And I don't know why, because there's so much to do with just the few people that are here that I'm not trying to be busier. You know, but it's partly to say, I really hear God. It's partly to confirm that, you know, this really is God. I know this is God. I didn't think of any of this. The real me knows that. But so I'm asking God, this is how you tear it apart, because this thing gets in there and plays the Holy Ghost. And that's what I'm thinking, huh, what is this really about? What is it that causes me to have any little bit of unbelief? Now, your thing's going to be different. But for me, the unbelief comes from being disappointed when the numbers that God has told me, same thing, like I'm reading scripture and all of a sudden I'll hear something say, go to second something, something. You go there and it's a horrible scripture about, you know, God says you're a whore and he's going to kill you and something like that. You know? There was a time when the enemy took me to that scripture. Every time I said, oh God, you know, God, give me something, show me something, Lord, show me something good. And every time he'd take me all the way to this scripture. And every time it was this scripture about my whoredom, you know. I was like, oh, Lord, you're not saying that to me. And, you know, I already repented of that, Lord. You know what I'm saying? And now I'm realizing I've opened up my spirit for signs. That's when I read that today, and it said the Jews seek a sign. That's a sign. I'm seeking a sign. I want more proof that I'm hearing God. I want proof that I'm hearing God. I want it to be confirmed that I'm hearing God. And the best way to have that is with signs. If this happens, then I know it's God. And what happens when that doesn't happen, I still know it was God. Oh, I know the whole concept was God. But what that began to do is plant seeds of unbelief and doubt in my heart. And then it makes me focus on that sign. So I'm ready to get rid of this. Father, I just renounce, looking for a sign in the way of numbers in Mitchell's medical miracle. I thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you. You've healed him. I thank you. You've always been faithful. And Lord, I repent for looking for a sign in any way, shape, or form, in dollars or in numbers of people. And Lord, anything where I opened up my mind to the enemy to put numbers in there, even scripture numbers, I just renounce it right now. I take that back from the enemy. He has no authority there. And I command that counterfeiting spirit to leave my thinking right now in the name of Jesus. Does anybody else have that one? Nobody else has ever done the numbers thing? All right, if you know an area that you gave to the enemy in unbelief, that where he's been able to then bring unbelief to your walk, and you now see that area, and you can renounce it. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, I saw what that was, and I could renounce it. And you know an area like that that you gave to the enemy, and you're ready to get free from it, come on up here. If you don't know yet, then ask God to show you over the next week or whatever. But this is an area where you bought into something. That was a specific thing, was a sign. You got to watch going by manifestations. God can confirm something through manifestations, but he reveals things to you through his word first, and then to your spirit man in communication, and then he might confirm it with manifestations. But you don't want to be led by manifestations. You don't want to be led by a sign. You do not want to be led by a sign. Okay? So if you opened up to be led by a sign or anything else that you know the enemy got into your mind and got authority there. Okay. Now, let me pray for the catchers. Come here, catchers. I can understand this request. Father, I just thank you for these men, Lord. And Lord, that your anointing would be with them, Lord, that you would catch them. Ooh, and that your angels would stand guard with them, Lord. And Father, we thank you, woo, for setting people free here tonight. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Woo-hoo. It's fun to be a catcher. All right, what I want you to do is I want you to see that area very clearly. And we're going to have some music on in a second. But I want you to see an area where you allowed something that you can't biblically, you know, basically put your hat on that led you before. And because of that, it's bringing unbelief and doubt into what you do know about God. And it's causing, could cause confusion, could cause you to be afraid to go deeper into things of God. See those areas. I want you to see yourself seeing those areas. Okay. What I want you to do is I want you to out loud, but you know, just between you and God, just speak it loud enough that the devil knows you're saying it. I want you to basically in your own words, say, Father, forgive me for this, looking to this instead of, you know, looking to you and what your word declares. And I close the door in my mind to this spirit counterfeiting the Holy Ghost and causing me to have doubt and unbelief and confusion. Okay? So I want you to declare that between you and God. And I want you to see that door closing and asking the Holy Spirit only to be in charge of what's going on in your mind. Anything that you see that you agreed with the enemy and then he was able to disappoint you and make you think that God wasn't faithful. If you see that, then come and close that door. Okay? Did everybody say it? Everybody's ready? Okay. Let's have some music. Father, we just come before you, Lord. And Lord, we want only the Holy Spirit to be using our minds. Lord, we renounce signs and wonders. We renounce any spirituality where we try to get you to prove yourself God. Whoa. And that we have you try to prove that we were right with you, that you loved us, that we were hearing you, God. And Father, we thank you that your word is enough. We thank you, Lord, that your word is enough. And if you choose to bring confirmation any other way, then we just thank you for that as a gift from you. But Lord, we just break the power, whew, of the enemy operating in our minds to cause us to doubt. To doubt the things you really have done in our life. To doubt who you really are to us. And Lord, that you would totally take anything of a counterfeit, anything of a counter for the Holy Spirit, and get it completely out of our thinking so that the enemy cannot use it to hinder us in walking out in faith. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. For some people, this might even be a religious spirit coming out, or at least being torn down. Just get your eyes on the Lord. I just renounce too, thinking that people have to go through long deliverance to get free just because he's put some people through that. That God can do anything, any way, anyhow he wants because it's a finished work at the cross. And I just thank him for the people who are going to get healed here on Saturday, the people who get set free. We just thank him for that right now in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Woo! In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name.